My name is Susan Job. I am 45 years old. Today is September 30th, 2018, and I am speaking with Brock Dvorak, who is my son. We are recording this interview in Conway, Arkansas. What are your thoughts about God?
I think he's...
We're just talking. It's okay. What are your thoughts about God?
He's our creator, and I think he provides everything we need in the world. That's about it. What is this on?
Do you have a nickname? And if you do, how did you get it?
I have a lot of nicknames, and a lot of them I didn't just get them somehow.
Let me repeat. What are some of them?
Bronco, B-Man. Yeah.
How did you get those?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Okay. Do you like school? Why or why not?
I like school because every day I get to go, every morning I get to wake up and go play football. And then after that, I get to have fun and learn in between classes. And yeah.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that has impacted your life while you were growing up.
Well, my mom has, because you've taught me about everything I know. You taught me how to be a good person. You taught me how to treat others, and just everything you've taught me has impacted me growing up.
We're just having a conversation, so you don't have to be nervous about an interview. It's just like we're just talking, okay? Tell me a favorite memory you have of me.
Favorite memory of you. We just sit down on the couch on Friday or Saturday nights. We'll just tell a bunch of stories, funny stories to each other.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Moving to Desert, leaving my mom. That was one.
Anything else? No. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences in your life?
You for one, and you and Luke have, because Luke is always wanting to teach me about sports and how to get things done right and how to be successful. And you've, like I said before, you've taught me everything I know before. And it helps me be a better person in life.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? And if they were here, what would you say to them?
Mamaw
Dvorak?
Yeah. See, I'd go every morning, basically, and we'd go eat breakfast. She was like one of the sweetest people I've ever known. She passed away at 101. Mm-hmm. And the other, Julian, he was always there for me. Like, he's one of my best friends still, even though I don't go to Valonia anymore.
So what would you say to them if they were here?
I would thank them for being so kind and everything they do to be a good friend to me and everything. And I thank them for just being a crucial part of my life.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Repeat that one more time.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? And also negative events or memories that have shaped who you are?
Positive be like just having fun, going, hanging out with friends I know that will be there for me, and having family members teach me everything I know. And negative effects like getting in trouble at school and out of school, and learning from my mistakes, not trying to make those mistakes again.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Just going outside when I was little and playing with Champ. Golden Retriever, my dog. He was there for a lot of my childhood. Mm-hmm. He'd always sit there beside me on the swing when I was a baby. He was just, he'd guard everything. And yeah.
He's a good dog, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What are you proudest of, personally, in your life?
I'm proud that I have the drive to, after school, I'm proud that I have the drive to just put in work for football and try to get better. And go to the bleachers and run the bleachers, sprint hundreds, and work out in the weight room. I'm glad I have friends to do that with after every day at school. Sometimes I do it by myself just for the heck of it.
What are you most grateful for?
Most grateful for the people around me, my loved ones. The reason I want to get up every day and just live life.
Is there anything you want to ask me that you've never asked me before?
I don't think so.
No? Thinking about your family many, many generations from now and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you would want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice that you would like to share?
You should always cherish your memories and live life to the fullest, and live while you can, because you never know what will happen in the future.
What important lessons have your religious beliefs taught you? Will you share them with me?
My religious beliefs, like being a Christian, is like it taught me like the Ten Commandments, like don't steal and don't kill. Like I couldn't push myself to do those things. And like even though I lie sometimes, I don't feel good about it. And that's about it.
Do you have any favorite religious holidays? And if you do, what do they mean to you?
I like Christmas as my favorite religious holiday, because I wake up excited. Wake up about 6 a.m. on every Christmas morning. I'll just go to the Christmas tree, and wait to open presents. But I know that's not the most important, because on that day, like 2018 years ago, basically, our Messiah was born.
Have you ever been to camp, and what are some of your memories of that time?
Church camp.
Any kind of camp.
Camp Winnemucca, it was a summer camp in Arkadelphia, Arkansas, that I love to go to every year. I have a lot of good friends over there, and it's like one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life.
What are some things that you do at Camp Winnemucca that you love?
We blob. That's where that's where you jump on this platform. It's like a rubber, not rubber, but it's a thing you jump on, you go to the other side, and another one of your friends jumps on it, and you'll get launched up in the air. You go kayak, and other things you do, you go kayaking, you swim, you zip line, and you just get to be you.
I've always kind of wished that I could go to Camp Winnemucca. Like, they should have an adults week, adults only. Seems like a lot of fun. You always seem really happy when I pick you up from camp. Happy and sad. Happy because you've had fun, and sad because it's time to go home. Tell me about your grandparents and your great-grandparents.
Grandparents, my dad's side is not on Papa. Papa, he's really funny, and he's always thinking about me. So is Nana. Nana's a really good cook, and she's always grace. She's always reading her Bible, and she's a very religious person. My mom's side, Mimi, she's also a really good cook, especially at Thanksgiving. She's always happy to see me when I come over. She knows a lot of things I like to eat and stuff. And Pepaw, he's a diehard Auburn fan, college football. And he's always there. He's a hard worker, and he's pretty athletic for his age.
I wonder if Pepaw could still hurdle the couch if we gave him the opportunity. Tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child.
From what I can remember, I was always energetic, and I'd always like playing video games, like being on the DS playing Mario, and being on the Wii playing Mario Kart, and just the Nintendo in general. I like playing the games and stuff, and I played the PS4. I would always like hanging out with my brother and his friends. Even though it's a big difference in age there. But.
talk to me about the age difference between you and your siblings. How has that been for you? Do you wish you were closer in age to them, or have you enjoyed the fact that there's been a little distance in age?
I like the fact there's been a distance in age, because I'm not really sure, but I think it's a lot of people think I'm older than I am because of my maturity, and I think that's a big part and why that is. Cause,
been around older people all your life. Tell me about a teacher or another adult that's had a big impact on your life.
Teacher. I'm thinking.
Or another adult. It doesn't have to necessarily be a teacher. It doesn't have to be a family member, but maybe somebody at school or camp or one of your coaches that's had a impact.
Coach Pascal and Coach Widener, my two coaches for the junior high and senior high football teams at Desert, they pushed me to work harder and to do everything I do on the field better, and they made me love the game 100% more than I did before.
Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most, and what is it about them that you miss?
I miss my mom, the fact that she died and passed away. You know, I miss her because she's like a big factor of the Dvorak family. She's just, I can't think of anyone more kind-hearted than her. She's just an amazing person, and my mom, I miss her because I don't live with her anymore. And it's just hard sometimes, so I can't just wake up and see her.
Tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life.
I learned to be grateful for things. Like, you may not always get the things you want, and you might not just get the life you always want a lot of the times, but there's people who struggle a lot more than you do anywhere around the world, and a lot of those people, they're more grateful than you are for the things they have. They can be grateful for even littler things that you get in return.
So, describe your personality to me.
I'm a comedian. I think I'm a really funny comedian.
I think you are too. I agree with that.
And I'm nice. I'm social at times, and sometimes I'm not. I like to be run with friends, and I like doing a bunch of activities and stuff with others, so.
What makes you laugh?
Funny joke will get me sometimes, and funny videos, fails.
What's a fail?
Like, someone was just walking and they fall down. I say that's a fail.
Well, that's not very nice. Don't laugh at me if that happens to me. What do you see yourself doing in 5 or 10 years?
5 or 10 years?
Be 20 or 30.
I hope to be playing college football, and I want to reach the professional level, but I know that's not going to happen. So other than that, if that doesn't happen, I want to be a business manager.
Why would you say that's not going to happen?
It takes a lot of work.
It does, but you can do anything you set your mind to doing.
It's true.
Right. What music makes you particularly happy?
I like rap. rap and R&B.
Why is that?
I grew up a lot around my brother. I think that's who I get it from. But I enjoy it.
Can you tell me some artists in particular that you like?
I like Drake, like Chibi Red, and I like Travis Scott, and a lot of those other artists.
I don't know who any of those people are except for Drake. I know who that is. Do you believe in soulmates or true love?
Soulmates. I don't know. I don't think I do.
Why not?
Because you can't just see someone and be like, oh, I'm going to be with them forever. They're the perfect person for me. And along the road, that might not go as planned. So.
Life's like that sometimes, isn't it? What is your favorite color and why?
Purple.
Purple?
Yeah.
But that's Hazen's color. So why do you like purple? You've always liked purple.
I don't know. It's just out of the ordinary, I think. You don't see a lot of purple everywhere. I think it's a cool color.
You know, purple is a sign of royalty. Did you know that?
I'm a king, I guess.
You're a king? Oh, me. What do you wish you knew how to do, but you can't right now?
There's a lot of things. I wish I could... I wish I could, I guess, I can't think of anything right now, but I guess make one eye go one way and the other go opposite way.
Why?
I think it's cool and weird.
Oh, Brock, you're so funny. Do you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert, and why?
Both, because... it's not easy meeting new people, but once I get to know you at the same time, we'll probably hang out a lot, and I'll get to talking more, and yeah.
Do you consider yourself more creative or practical?
Creative. I got a big head.
You have a Dvorak head?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I always think outside the box. And I'm really creative. I just don't know how to explain it. Like,
I would agree with that. I think you're very creative. What do you enjoy doing in your free time?
I like... hanging out with friends, playing football, practicing football, lifting weights, and then I like playing video games sometimes.
What are your goals for this year?
This year, I wanna at the athletic banquet, I wanna get offensive player of the year for junior high, and I wanna get stronger. Arms and legs. I want to get faster and hope to become a better football player overall.
I can tell you've improved a lot. Do you have any favorite family traditions?
Favorite family traditions. I like on Thanksgiving, I like going to Mimi's and eating turkey and stuff. Thanksgiving football.
Yeah. Is a family mealtime important to you?
It's always important to me, and not just me, everyone. Because if you don't have family mealtime, family mealtime is really vital. Yeah, it brings us together, but especially that food's good. So.
It's yeah. All about the food.
Yeah.
What are you proud of yourself for?
I'm proud of myself for knowing when to crack a joke. Like, knowing the right time to be serious and knowing the right time to not. So, yeah.
Do you have any pet peeves?
Like, fingernail chewing. And
ew,
yeah.
It's disgusting.
I don't like nail chewers. And...
You don't like nail chewers? Don't be chewing your nails. Any others?
When someone just ignores me, I guess.
Yeah. Who do you think knows you best?
Probably. Julian, maybe. I think Julian will probably know me best.
Why do you think that?
I've been around him a lot. We've had a lot of fun memories together, and kind of have this chemistry. We just know what we're gonna say, and we just know each other real well.
Mm-hmm. Who is the funniest person you know and why?
It's a hard one. Probably Caleb Joe, my stepbrother. He never fails to make me laugh, even in bad times.
Do you remember your dreams?
I remember a lot of my dreams, but most of them, I'll have them, and I just wake up like it didn't happen. I don't know why.
What do you think makes up a good friend?
You have to be there for each other, even in hard times. And you gotta be committed to the friendship. You gotta be willing to help them, even when they don't ask you to, and you can just see that they need help. And to be my friend, you gotta be funny.
If you won the lottery, how would you spend the money?
I'd share it among my family. And I'd kind of preserve some of it. And like I'd probably get a new car or something.
You know you'd be doing something fun.
Probably.
Like what?
I'd probably go out and eat at a nice restaurant and probably go to a bunch of NFL games.
Bunch of NFL games?
Go on a trip to somewhere yeah. Nice.
If you could meet anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
I'll meet Michael Jackson because he seemed like he had the moves and he's the king of pop. Who wouldn't want to meet him? He's that guy.
Pretty awesome. Do you consider yourself a leader?
Yeah. A lot of times I like to do things my way, but I'm not always that way. When I hear someone make a good choice, or when they, I'll follow. But most times I like to be in charge of things.
Describe your perfect day.
Perfect day. Wake up, go to football. Just anything is my perfect day. Mm-hmm. See my mom, see my dad. Hang out with my friends. Go watch a Razorback game. Go see a movie. And go to the beach at the same time, even though it's a day, but
awesome.
Destin sounds fun.
Yes. I'd like to go to the beach right about now.
Yeah.
Do you think you ever hold yourself back?
From like what?
Just anything in general.
Yeah. There's a lot of times I want to say something, but I just don't. I just, like, wish I could just get a message out there sometimes, but I just keep it to myself.
Why?
I guess that's an introvert part of me. Like, I don't want to upset someone or make them feel differently.
What animal do you think represents you best?
Favorite animal's a panda, but that's I don't think that's what represents me.
Why is your favorite animal the panda?
Favorite animal's the panda because they're cute and they're really big and they seem chill and they eat a lot and I eat a lot, so yeah.
But what animal? So what animal would represent you?
Lions, because they're always on the move. They move in silence like lasagna.
Move in silence like lasagna? What does that even mean?
they move. It's like they're invincible. Mhm. And invisible at the same time.
Yeah.
Like when they're hunting prey.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. You just don't know what's gonna happen next. They're unpredictable.
Right. Well, so, final thoughts. Anything you want to say on the interview? Any message you want to send out there?
Stay in school. Don't do drugs.
Stay in school.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
Eat your broccoli.
And eat your broccoli. Awesome. All right. I love you, bud.
Love you, too.